This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Networks.
We're now in the Essential Zone, where we seek to be informative, inspirational, enlightening, and dynamic. But more importantly, we seek to be fair and balanced. There comes a time when the game tolerates no spectators, only players. There comes a time when we must recognize that our individual aspirations shape our collective destiny. There comes a time when getting in the game, despite the risks, despite the challenges, regardless of the cost, is simply the right thing to do. There comes a time when we must find our hearts, find our soul, and pursue our purpose for the greater good of all, for country, for humanity. There comes a time when we must manifest our true greatness. Yes, there comes a time, and that time is now. So let's get down to the essentials. The essentials, serious radio for serious people committed to advancing the national conversation. Today's show is brought to you by Cash & Go, Own Foundation, Pepper & Spice, Jumbe Cafe, Hubert Edwards Global. You can find our writings on Hubert Edwards Global. If you check it out and you like something, give it a like, tell a friend to tell a friend. Also brought to you by the one, the only, the undisputed best jerk in all the Bahamas, Balu's Jerk. This evening we are going to have a wonderful conversation. This evening is celebration time. Today is our second anniversary. I have in studio with me my two co-hosts, Rodney Bain and Kenny Mackey. Rodney.
Yeah, Hubert. Good evening, everybody. It's 2 years. Wow. All I can say is 2 years. I've been here from November 2015, and time is rolling. So I'm looking forward to not just today, but what the third year I would have to offer.
Yeah, man. You're Rodney. Rocking. Yeah. All right, Kenny.
Yes. 2 years already. Kind of excited. Two years already, kind of excited about that, and even more excited to see what the third year will bring. And also, I guess, on the cusp of the independence, the anniversary of our country. Yeah. So I guess we share that birthday almost.
Yeah, man. It's independence time. You know, we started June 28, 2015. Our first guest, we will talk about that in a little bit, but, you know, it was a good thing. We'll get to that. But right now we have in studio with us, we have a wonderful, important lady. We're not going to introduce her just right now. But as usual, we always ask you to consider what you're doing about crime. If you're a part of the solution, then you cannot be a part of the problem. If you're part of the problem, then obviously you're not a part of the solution. Do not run the red light and then try to bribe the police. We have to ensure that we rid the country of the scourge of crime. We want to ask you to give a shout out to the Lead Foundation. We noticed recently that the facilities that they're building, somebody actually broke into it and took a lot of equipment, and so they're going to even need more help. These are persons who have run afoul of the law or at risk for running afoul of the law, and Troy Edward Clark is doing a fantastic job trying to hold that end together. Please, two things: bring back the people things, and secondly, continue to give them a thought in terms of building and securing that facility. We ask you to consider the Cancer Society. They continue to build. We want you to help them to expand that facility up there on Collins Avenue. And lastly, education. If you are in charge of persons who are responsible for educating themselves, you have to ensure that they do it and do it well. Because at the end of the day, if they get pushed to the periphery of society, they are going to become a problem. They're going to become a menace. They're going to become a burden. And I said finally, but this one is final. Please play your part in cleaning up the country. There is a big initiative on, and tomorrow the expectation is that persons will take some of the time off, some of the holiday off, to clean up their surroundings. I understand that the landfill is going to be open for half day, and when it's closed, there are going to be skiffs put at the gate. And so as you clean up your stuff, take them to the landfill. They're there, they're ready and waiting. Okay. What we're going to do right now, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we are going to get into this celebration because we have a lot of persons lined up. We have persons who's supposed to be calling in from all over the world. Let's see if they keep their promises. Let's see if they turn up today on The Essentials.
Hi, I'm Corporal 56 Lakeisha Sawyer of the Royal Bahamas Police Force. Conflicts and disagreements are normal and part of healthy relationships. If handled in a positive and respectful way, disagreements and conflict can provide an opportunity for growth and a strong bond between people. This weekend, as you move about, know that you and someone will not agree on everything. Stopping and thinking before you speak or act will have positive results for all involved.
This message has been brought to you by the Royal Bahamas Police Force and the Bahamas Information Services.
Your print needs are short or long run, digital printing, wide format, or print consultation. Call the best. Call Printmasters. They have been in the printing business since 1957 and are a printing company with a tradition of excellence. The goal at Printmasters is to provide their clients with the highest levels of personal professional service at an affordable price, along with the technology that makes working together efficient and easy. Laminations, business cards, flyers, posters, window and floor decals are just a few of the digitized printing services offered at Printmasters. Call 302-2361 and print with the best. Print with Printmasters.
Insurance might not be something you think about every day, but it's top of mind for us. We're Colina, the oldest and largest life and health insurer in the Bahamas, with the highest financial strength rating. And you're not just customers, you're family. That's why we're committed to giving you the very best. Affordable options, top quality service, and full coverage that's strong enough to carry you when you're at your weakest. Talk to us about comprehensive life or health insurance and put our financial strength to work for you. Visit us at Kalina.com or find us on Facebook.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Welcome back. Welcome back to The Essentials as we listen to Priscilla Rollins playing in the background, singing Independence Morning. Want to say big, big happy independence to all the persons here in the Bahamas and those Bahamians around the world and those who are friends of the Bahamas. It is going to be number 44, 1973 to 2017. And so it's a time for celebration, but it's also a time for reflection. It's also a time for projection. What is the next 44 years going to hold for this country? We're going to have a bit of talk about that today. But right now, we want to introduce to you our guest. Not so much of a guest, but part of the family. Debbie Bartlett, welcome to The Essentials.
What a joy to be here and happy independence. I celebrate you 2 years already. And we are so blessed to have you as a part of the family of the Bahamas. It's helping build a nation that I have no doubt will be, as our founding fathers have declared, since majority rule, this will be the greatest little nation in the world.
And I think we're doing good so far. I think so far so good.
Well, you know, we have some challenges that we must address.
Yes.
And any time you are released from bondage, mm-hmm. there is a season where you must pass through the pit or the valley. But, you know, you're going to get to the destination as a people. We're going to get to the destination. I have every confidence that we are going to become as declared
yes.
by the founding fathers. And you know something that's very interesting about the founding fathers? That if we were to reflect as we prepare to celebrate independence, The founding fathers of the Bahamas was PLP, FNM, and UPP.
Mm-hmm.
So when we celebrate our foundation, we are embracing all. Yes. But over the years, we have allowed ourselves to be trapped by misinformation, and in some instances, ignorance, to still be divided and politicized. Here's an opportunity right now to remember that we have the William Cartwright or the Sir Lyndon Pinlings or the Cecil Wallace Whitfields, the Janet Boswicks, the A.D. Hannes. Oh, you know, it's all of us.
It's all of
and
us.
So happy independence. And you know, there are those people. This, of course, we better not miss Sir Randall Fox and Sir Clifford Darlings and the union leaders that really made a difference, and the church leaders,
yes.
Brown and the church. Watch this. So we have the church united.
Mm-hmm.
We have the union leaders united, the activists, the civil activists, civic activists united, and this is a point in our country right now where we have to restore the celebration of our community by honoring our foundation and the vision that they have this country, so that as what you're saying, Mr. Edwards, is it, look here, what is the next 44 years going to be like? I'm going to tell you something. We're going to be the next Qatar, some say Qatar, the most wealthy country in the world. We're going to be the most wealthy country in the Western Hemisphere, but we're going to be governed by Christian principles.
Amen.
But, you know, Debbie, I wanted you here today. Last year, when we celebrated our first anniversary, you called in. But I specifically wanted you here today because there is a story behind your connection with this program. It was, I mean, I don't remember the exact date, but there was an evening when we were in the studios of your radio station then. We were having a discussion around compliance, and I remember Cheryl Bazard was one of the individuals who were moderating. Quite a few of us was around the table. And you walked from your office during one of the breaks and you said to me, you have to be on radio. And the following Sunday, or whatever the exact next Sunday beyond that date, I was on radio with you on your then Sunday show, Tell It Like It Is. And we had, I think, a whale of a time. We had some very good interviews. We did former governor. We did former former Governor General Sir Arthur Fuchs. We did former Prime Minister Perry Christie. We did quite a few persons. But more importantly for me was, in that moment, I was simply just sitting at your feet and learning. And I want to take this opportunity to say thank you for teaching me what you did. You were open. You showed exactly how it was done. And for many persons, and I share this with both Rodney and Kenny, that what we do here is 10% speaking on the radio. The other 90% is the preparation. And that, I think, more than anything else, is what I learned from you when we actually sat down and went through and discussed, and I brought my views to the table and you accept it. So I've been pulling both of these individuals and I'm saying to them, you know, like, when are we going to have a show? And it's bit by bit getting to them, but the whole idea is they have to understand, one, that it's preparation, and you taught that very well. They also have to understand that this radio show is never about the individual voice you hear. It has to be for a greater purpose. And so, having learned that from you and having had the opportunity to, in some ways, practice that, and I want to thank these two young men for the privilege of them allowing me to teach it. But more importantly, I want to say thank you for having me as your student and giving me the opportunity so that I can one day teach some other persons.
That's very, very humbling. You know, I believe no matter where we are in life, who we are, there's a deep sense of appreciation when somebody looks back and says thanks. And gratefulness, Mr. Dudley, the chairman of Dudley's Products. I just spoke at his 80th birthday a couple months ago with about 3,000 people. And he always says, even today, he says, gratefulness leads to plenty. And I believe if we were to capture that characteristic that you have, your graciousness and always being very humble. And I'll tell you, to your point, what attracted me to your mentor.
Mm-hmm.
And you know something about mentorship? When you submit to a leader, you become better if mm-hmm. you follow the rules.
This is true.
And opportunity is always watching and evaluating you. And so I was watching him. The time that he took, the initiative that he gave, the preparation, how did I know? Because he would call before coming to the show. And when I listened to the extent of his preparation, there were a couple things that I understood. He has a vision for a program. And anything we do in life, we should have a vision.
Mm-hmm.
If we have a meeting, we should prepare and decide what is the end game for this meeting. If we have a show, we should decide what is the end game for the show. In our lives, what is the destination? What is the purpose? And he added the second thing that motivated me to invite Mr. Edwards. I love to shift paradigms if I am in a position to do it. And if we are going to have a stronger country, we have to include some of those who are on the outside. And the big elephant in the room nobody likes to talk about, he's a Jamaican
mm-hmm.
with an accent. And there was a time in our country at that time that we did not allow accents
wow.
to come on radio.
Wow.
But you know, there's something when we follow the principles of what I call the success manual for life, is that it says, do good to the foreigners. And the foreigners who come in, who are helping to build our country, should not feel as though they are outcasts. And the truth of the matter is, for so many years, whether it was white or black, Jamaican or Haitian, Canadian or English, we would only entertain the thought of having a foreigner as a guest mm. and not as a host. And there is no country in this universe, including the United States of America, where they have built a great nation solely with the sweat of the indigenous. As a matter of fact, they had to come from England, so we could start there. So there we have it. So I'm so honored. And listen, I just want to say this to the three of you. So I always say, your destination should never only be local.
Gotcha.
You were born to serve the world.
Mm,
so I expect that this show, The Essentials, because we all need essentials.
Mm-hmm.
This essential, in the next 2 years, God willing, that you all allow me to come back, or I'm listening, I want to hear that the international people are not only calling into your show, mm-hmm. I expect to hear that people are listening to your show in another market,
mm-hmm.
outside of this country.
Mm-hmm.
You could start in Jamaica or Barbados in the region, start in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the outermost parts of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
You make your way up, just keep moving. Because what is inside of you is not just for you. What is inside of you mm-hmm. is for the world.
Definitely, some strong, powerful words. We're going to take our first clip at this point. If we have that ready, Mr. Producer. No, we don't. Anyway, so there are some persons out there who plan on calling in. And, you know, like I said, this is really a celebration show, Debbie. But I want to go back, and Rodney and Kenny, feel free to jump in at any point in time. I want to come back to you, because you've been in the radio business, in the communication, in TV. You've been all over the world. What would you say is the most important appreciation you get about being behind a mic, having the platform off a mic, being on a radio station, being over the hill, speaking to people near and far?
I was at the Breezes one day speaking, and after I spoke, there was a long line. And there was this young lady who was waiting with me with the adult. And she said, I waited all this time because growing up, you were my hope. Mm. She said, I watched you every day on ZNS. I never missed reaction. My mother was a prostitute and drug addict.
Wow.
You became my mother. When you went into Bay Streets with the cocaine and sat there, stood there with all the feces and tried to communicate the hell that some people are living in, the traps that people have found their lives in. But I felt a love that gave me hope. And I kept crying and I said, Lord, when are you gonna let me meet her? Because her father was also a drug addict. Her mother left her, come back every now and again during several months. And her father stayed there as an alcoholic, but she was subject to seeing both of her parents were failures. But television, the mic, a message through the mic that communicated hope. Hope is favorable, confident expectations, what our country needs, hope. It held, it caused her, inspired her to hold on to life when she felt like giving up. But you know what she said, but it was so touching, which I just wish in all my heart, if she ever hears me on radio again, to please call me. Because what really touched me, she said, but you know, the Lord gave me my answer. I don't need you anymore. You did what you had to do. Your message changed my life, but God gave me this woman. I now have a mother. And so that is why I love the mic. When I speak, I only want to inspire, to uplift, to direct, and let us know that we were born to serve the world.
Just being in your presence, you clearly know what your purpose is. And I admire that and I love that. What triggered it for you early on to say that this is what I'm supposed to do?
When I was coming up, I didn't know exactly what I was supposed to do. When I was in high school, I wasn't the smartest on the block. I have a brother who's a doctor now. Man, he was getting 12 BJCs, all A's, one or two B's, no C's. I have a brother, my brother, his name is Greg or Frank. He's a doctor in Freeport. And I have a brother, Wayne, who's, I have two exceptional brothers. I have a great family. My father's deceased a couple years ago, and my mother's the greatest mother in the world. But my parents taught us, you were born to serve the world. And they would be sure that we were in tap dance, in ballet, and piano lessons. I used to play in the band, you know. I used to play the guitar. I was the first female to play on Goombe. I used to play in Glen Eagles. And my grandmother and my grandfather would also, my grandmother would always say, one day my children will help to serve the world. So what is that? What is my point? How did I get like this? My grandmother sitting and telling us how she celebrated my grandfather, how my grandfather in West End decided he was going to own the first radio in West End. And when he said he going to own the first radio, and he would walk up and he, my grandmother's name was Johanna. So he say, Johanna, say, we got our radio. And then he would turn, he put back my grandmother, say, my grandfather, and say he was a sharp dresser, L.G. Bethel. He would say, I am a great man. And my grandmother would say, I'm going to take this radio, and my dream is to be a teacher. And she would get all the neighborhood together, and she would teach the neighborhood. And say, Johanna, our 8 children have to go to Nassau. They have to have the best education. They went to Nassau Street, and they got down there, and they said, I am a great man. And when the rats came over my parents and in the house, and some of them had to sleep on the floors, he said, "Don't worry about the rats. We can have the first two-story house." They had the first two-story house in Fort Finn Castle. My grandfather walked down Fort Finn Castle with his church's shoes, sharp as a tack. And he had his cane in his hand and his cap on his head, and he put a fence around the yard. He said, "Nobody comes in this yard who's cursed." And he looked at them and he said, "I am a great man." And so from my grandparents on my father and mother's side, my grandfather, R.I. Bartlett, was the best tailor. So my family history, my grandparents and my parents all believed in excellence.
There you have it. Whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe, it can achieve. I am a great man.
Hey.
And here on The Essentials, all we talk about is pursuing your greatness, because in you, there's greatness. We are told that we are made in the image of God. And I propose to you, if God is greatness, then how can we be less? We are greatness. The only thing is, as Pastor Miles would say, we are all born as potential, and it is our job. It is our job to pursue our potential. You listen to The Essential. This is going to be a celebration as we hear Jimmy Cliff sing Journey. That is our mantra. No matter where we have been, no matter how far it has been, no matter how many times we got knocked down, judged, kicked, stabbed, bruised, it doesn't matter, because we know where we are going, and the journey is forward, and we are going to get there one way or the other. And how are we going to do that? We're going to do that by pouring all we have, every single ounce of what we have, into others. Because it is through giving that you become your greatest self. You listen to The Essentials. Come right back.
Grammy, if I tip off the police and somebody find out...
Ain't nobody gonna find out. Crime Stoppers ain't the police. They just as works with the police.
Same difference.
No, boy. With Crime Stoppers, you're safe. When you call their number at Mr. Bahamas altogether and go directly to Miami or Toronto, Canada, ain't nobody gonna know your voice or that you name Bertram or that you live down the alley.
Grammy, you realize you IDing me right now?
Oh, listening. Boy, I raise no criminal. If you see what gone down, call Crime Stoppers. They get no personal info. They just give you a PIN number.
So how you know so much about them?
How you think your uncle get up Fox Hill?
You serious?
If he won't be Kane, I able to turn him in.
So uncle know you was a snitch?
Crime Stoppers ain't never gonna tell nobody. And for top info, they just give you cash.
You get paid and all?
You eating good, right? The light's still on, eh?
Grammy!
Bite your man up. Stop the crime before it's your time. Huh?
Call 328-TIPS or from the Family Islands 242-300-TIPS.
When was the last time you tried something new? Dairy Queen is calling all Blizzard Treat lovers. Unite! Join us. Come into any DQ location and try our limited edition new Blizzard Treat flavor, Rum Raisin. Creamy DQ soft serve, blended with delicious rum-flavored soaked raisins, served upside down with a spoon. It's simply ridiculous. Rum Raisin Blizzard Treat, available only at DQ.
Say goodbye to painful acne, scars, dark spots, and rough patches. Fine lines and wrinkles seem to soften overnight. Perfect Tone is highly innovative, personalized skincare designed to revitalize and renew your skin to the beautiful skin it once was or always meant to be. Don't wait another day to love your skin. Call us today at 603-SKIN. Perfect Tone, because everyone deserves beautiful skin.
I wonder what John's secret is.
What do you mean?
Look at him go. All this work, the long hours, the traffic. It just doesn't seem to affect him in any way or stress him out. What's his secret?
It's no secret. He takes Pharmaton every day. Pharmaton's formulation of vitamins, minerals, and ginseng G115 extract is clinically proven to provide vital energy, physical stamina, and mental alertness while supporting your immune system so that you can stay ahead of the pack every day. Pharmaton. Feel the difference.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Welcome back to The Essentials as we listen to the ending of Jimmy Cliff as he sings about journey. We are on a journey here. We are having our celebratory second anniversary of The Essentials being under here. We started June 28, 2015. I just want to give you a quick background. We told you about us sitting in the studios of Gems, and this wonderful lady came out and surprised us and say, you know, you have to be there. But fast forward that to 2013, when there was a proposal, there was a meeting with three great men, Henry Francis, Richard Pinder, and Miles Monroe. A discussion followed, and then a prayer, and then we submitted the proposal, and it was rejected. And so we hung around, and again, fast forward that to 2014, another conversation with Miles Monroe. Say, you know, this is what you need to do. Say, okay. And then we had a conversation with Lester Cox. And Lester says, resubmit that, man. And so we resubmitted. And our first show was on June 28, 2015 at 5:30 sharp. We were in the studio, and in the studio sat Miles Monroe Jr. Nervous, terrified. But the one thing we were confident about is that we were prepared. Because, of course, we would have learned from Debbie Bartlett. Simba was the producer then. I think I met Simba that time for the first time, other than coming into the studio, and he said, you know, it's going to be okay. You're going to be all right. And I remember after the show, he was saying, I told you it was going to be okay. But as we went through that first 90 minutes, it was a powerful moment. We were talking about the passing of a father. We were talking with a son. We explored a number of things. A young man coming of age. It was an emotional moment. We sat, we watched, we had a bit of fun, but it was one of those things where you sat in the moment and you realize that you had an opportunity to be with somebody. And in many instances, we took that presence for granted. And the presence was then gone from the physical. And so here we are, along came Rodney sometime, and he proved to be a good teacher, and so I learned a lot from him. And then not too much in the distant future, again today we have Kenny who's showing up, and he's going to also prove to be a good teacher. Because like I always say to Rodney, the truth is I learned more from you than you would realize, because teaching requires you to be at your best. And so we celebrate, as we do on the show all the time, we always hearken to our Africanness and our African spirit. And I think it's most appropriate that Debbie is in studio today, regaled in her African colors and her African things. And so we said to everybody out there, all of those who have touched us, who make this show possible, we shout to you the word from our African forefathers, Ubuntu, which simply means I am because we are. And until and unless people come to understand that you can be no better than we all are, we're just illuding ourselves, we're just fooling ourselves. We may have a few things in the moment, but until we realize that is when all of us are okay, it's only then that I am okay. When we are at our best, it's only then that I am at my best. And so, to you, Ubuntu, Debbie.
Ubuntu. Helping each other succeed. It's amazing. And when we talk about my African regalia, one of the greatest ways to come at our best is to honor our foundation. Mm-hmm. We don't honor our foundation. And let's talk about, there are three levels of foundation. It's the foundation for our nation. It's a foundation from where we came from as a diaspora, Africa. Mm-hmm. And then there's the foundation that the creator of life has set for us. Mm-hmm. Okay. And every single race except the black race celebrates their foundation. Mm-hmm. The Jews, they celebrate their foundation. They remind you of the Holocaust. They have 1% of the population in the U.S. and probably have 40% of the wealth. How is this possible? That after 44 years, we still only 5% of the depositors of the bank. You are a banker. You could confirm. Mm-hmm. 5% of the population controls the wealth. Well, that means we ain't moving too close towards the destination. Mm-hmm. As we celebrate an independent country, we must not only look at celebrating the achievement, that act. We must now evaluate and assess what is our destination. The destination from the foundations of the earth, from the as declared by the creator of life, is the promised land, is economic emancipation. The destination, according to the PLP, the FNM, and the UBP, who form the modern Bahamas, is economic independence. We don't talk about it. And what happens when you are not guided by vision, you stall, your car stall, start running out of gas, start waking up with project management. But if you know the rules of the game and the season that you're in, and 44 is very significant, because when we even look at the Israelites who came out of Egypt, the Bahamas came out of Egypt, when they declared their independence, there is a delivery channel to the destination, which is the middle class. The middle class provides a season. We are coming out of a season from when we came out of political bondage. Foreign direct investment is what defines, creates the middle class. But now watch this. As we are, really what is supposed to happen, when we come out of that 40, we're supposed to be right there on the threshold of economic emancipation. Mm-hmm. Economic, so we really behind. We repeat some classes here. Yes. If we were to go the 40 years, we now into 44 years. Why? Because what we are doing is, when Pastor Miles talked about the weapons can't carry us anymore, you know, the weapons isn't a party, you know, it's a mindset. Because for the foreign direct investment, which is the manna that creates the middle class, there is a season when we have to become prosumers, producers and consumers. We have to become owners of our destiny, because the real meaning of independence means that we have sovereignty. You cannot have, maintain, sustain, grow your sovereignty, strengthen sovereignty without ownership. So we are in a season of ownership. If we do not increase that 5%, where Bahamians have more ownership, then we will go back to Egypt, and that ain't gonna happen.
I got a question. I love this conversation. So glad you came. Do you think that we keep, because I know one thing about the oppressed, they keep symbols of the oppressed, of the oppressor present with them, and that keeps them in a mental bondage. Do you think that us as a country, we need to change, I guess, the basic things that we've done? My question is, my example is that on the Bahamian dollar, we have Lyndon Bennett, first prime minister. On the $100, we have the Queen. Do you think people will look at that to say where my value isn't as much as the other person's value?
No.
And the reason why I ask that question, too, because you're talking about freedom, and your line of thinking isn't the average person. Because you're brought up, your parents and your forebearers, they embedded that into you. But what about the average person inside the room when they don't see themselves? Now, it's one thing when you know that you're supposed to have wealth, but you don't see yourself in that position. Again, you don't see your face on success. You don't see yourself in different positions. How, I think that plays a key. How can we get
out of it? You make a very, very critical point. And why Hubert is saying no, and I would agree with him, because listen, going forward is not to deny your past. Mm-hmm. And what we also have to be careful with, you know, at the end of the day, Sir Stafford Stans and Sir Roland Simonet, they left a treasury with $15 million in there, you know. There was some Bahamians like Freddie Munnings Sr., they were millionaires. Peanuts Taylor, there was a, over the hill, there was a strong, vibrant, small business community. Mm-hmm. So mind you, what was wrong was the segregation. God created all of us in His image. He didn't say black and white, one different from the next. And so that was the wrong that we had to correct. That is the wrong. The inequities is what we have to continue to fight. So we want to give them their credit. But that you made a very key point that I haven't heard anybody talk about. You know what that point is? Is that the problem that we have, we always celebrate looking back, and we don't have any observances that looks forward. Mm-hmm. And so what we really need to do is to have an Economic Emancipation Day, an Economic Emancipation Month, so that that is the plan for every individual, every home, every nation to assess where it is. It forces the young people coming up to know that, look here, my destination is not to stay homeless, not to stay without inside toilet or electricity. Mm-hmm. I may be born here, but I am not born to die here. Mm-hmm. And this path, because see, when we keep, we need to celebrate Fox Hill Day, the last, to hear the slaves, that they got the last word. That's fine. But don't stay there. Yeah. You ain't supposed to stay there. We done move on now. We in the digital age. What are the new rules for the digital age? Are we considering that right now car companies are not making cars where you don't have to use gas? Have we considered that the butch mechanic ain't gonna be the way it was? That the tools that we use today are quickly moving? Have we considered that in 15 to 20 years, oil will not be the gold that it is? Have we considered that the new gold for moving forward is liquid natural gas? Have we considered that the Caribbean is one of the richest, and the Bahamas included, one of the richest deposits of natural gas? So where are we? So when we say economic emancipation, and we understand as we celebrate independence, that must be that independence means sovereignty. We then have to have a strategy to move forward so that we can increase ownership for any Bahamian who is prepared to work hard.
Now, I hear you with economic emancipation, but when you hear the average Bahamian, they expect this to be given to them. And that kind of contradicts actual emancipation. I feel that the majority of our population, they do not have that drive to go, and you speak of progress in our nation, but we have, things are not as bad as they used to be. So I think people have become a very lax or comfortable in that situation. It, and what they say, it's in the struggle that you see persons, I guess, strive for more, strive to do more. But when it comes to economic emancipation, the environment is ripe for it. But it calls for persons to more or less go all on their own and pursue it. But the average person, we find them waiting for the government to give them something as opposed to going out and getting what needs to be had.
Hubert, you got some brilliant minds, both of them. The world is your marketplace. And I'm saying that very seriously because both are very excellent questions. Let me address that. You're right. What we have allowed to happen is to develop a culture of entitlement. Mm. The entitlement culture is the you owe me. The government is blame, and governments, successive governments, and governance in some instances become enablers as well. But besides that, we have allowed an entitlement culture to become a culture where we want to get a good government job. And then when we show up on the job, we don't consider that inefficiency is causing the cost of living to go up, where we are the fifth highest cost of living in the world. What a disgrace. But that speaks to lack of productivity levels, of inefficiencies, and so that's to your point. So it creates an entitlement. I want plenty of money, but I don't want to work for it. Mm-hmm. Diligent hands will rule. If you see a lot of poverty, there's a lot of neediness. Slack hands, brother to him who destroys. So you're absolutely right. What we have to do is now cultivate and move towards inspiring one another, holding each one accountable for a culture of earning.
Definitely. In the book, Think and Grow Rich, we read, there are no limitations to the mind except those we acknowledge. We have to get to the point, and we're talking about emancipation. And I like this whole idea of not just economic emancipation, but mental emancipation. Bob Marley says,
emancipate yourself from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. We do not readily accept sometimes that we are in that mental slavery. And sometimes when you put it in terms of slavery because of our past experience, we may reject it. So let me flip the switch a bit. We are locked into some paradigms which are hurting us. We are locked into some thinking which, until and unless we move beyond those paradigms, it's not going to be smooth sailing for us. So I always say this to individuals, Debbie, and you know, I learned this from you. I learned this from persons who I've had the opportunities to mentor with, whether physically or through reading or whatever it is. You are not going to progress in life unless you help others. All right? Man, by his nature, can be very selfish. So work with me. Go ahead and be as selfish as you can by helping as many persons as you can. Because it is in helping more people that you're going to find your selfish desire. So any way you want to look at it, at the end of the day, whether you do it for selfishness or you do it out of the fullness of your heart, right? You are going to glean. That's how the universe works. It rewards what you have done. The bottom line, though, is fulfillment. And when you talk about whether you're a Christian or you do Buddha, but when it comes to your spirituality, if you're not doing that from a place of goodness, you're not going to get the same fulfillment as when you do it for a selfish purpose. But the long and short of it is that in helping others, you become your better self.
Let me just take 3 points there. Talking about mindset, you cannot become economically emancipated if you don't have the right mindset. That's why we poor, mm-hmm. because we have the wrong thinking. A part of the right thinking is to understand, as we said earlier, respecting and celebrating our foundation. That's what the Jews do. That's what the Asians do. That's what everybody do except in us. And so when your greatness is released, when you could honor the familiar. So what happens to us is that what selfishness does is selfishness says, I want to take care of me and my family and some of my friends. Mm-hmm. Not all now, because we want to have an elitist club. Mm-hmm. I spoke to a billionaire from the United States and I said, how is it that the percentage is so small in so many countries of the wealthy people? And you know what they said? Anytime you see the majority of people poor and 1 or 2% of the people wealthy, it means that selfishness is on the throne. Mm-hmm. And so what it means that we have allowed me and not we. So if I just may say this, when you know purpose, when you know your purpose for true, you ask me how I get to know?
For true.
You belong on stage. My mother always used to say, I called you Deborah because I wanted to be Deborah Carr. And when the professor said, you belong on stage, I said, oh, I started. They was black on CBS because my parents said I could do it. I could shift a paradigm. And I realized then I was born to serve through media. And so sometimes knowing your is a journey and a process. But when you know why you were born, you understand that you have no appetite for somebody else's opportunity because then you show up as a counterfeit. So now we don't have the jostling because I don't care which reporter is behind a mic. I have a purpose. I could celebrate Hubert or Rodney or Kenny, I can celebrate y'all. And I want y'all to do better than me because all I want to do is what I was born to do. Then that opens the pathway, the understanding, the desire to help you succeed because when you are skilled and equipped, you understand the example that God set himself, the ultimate foundation. When he introduced himself as a team. He didn't introduce himself as me. He had a cabinet. So when we move on, and this is the final thing I'll say, when Moses came out of Egypt, you know, it was more, you didn't have such a big team, but he still had a team, Aaron, right? When you start coming into moving towards the promised land, see, you're moving from the analog to the digital, the methods change, the thinking changes, the but the methodology changes. In an environment where you say destination promised land, that is peace and prosperity, that is governed by productivity and integrity. But you know what else? There are people who were not born to be entrepreneurs, but as professionals, when you look at King David, what did they do? They set up the first stock exchange. So that those who are not entrepreneurs can invest in the resources of their country.
And that's why it's important for us to always understand and appreciate that team is absolutely more important than the individual. And so when you walk around with this old idea of I, ultimately you're going to fail, because at some point in time, the resources that you need to become your best I is resident in others. And so when I have these two young men around me, my expectation is that they help me to become better while I pour into them and certainly make them better in this particular space. We're going to make a quick shift here, Debbie and Rodney, because I would love to hear, Rodney, you've been here now the longest, right? I just love to hear, you know, what has your experience been like on radio? And not so much, you know, the essentials, but on radio and the type of responsibility you see being accorded to you by having this platform, and how you may have impacted persons.
Simply, it's amazing for me. Growing up, as I shared with you, I had a speech impediment, so I had difficulty speaking. Even now, in certain settings, I would have difficulty speaking. So to actually be on the radio where you only can hear me, and that to me is always amazing. Every Sunday, it doesn't quit. I still find that amazing, the fact that I do this. And I have a little girl who I think the world of, who I think she can conquer the world and more. And one of the things she wants to be is a reporter. So if she can see me do this, hear me do this, hi, Rena and Rawson and my wife Nadia, they can hear me do this, and it's awesome. And I think for me, it just is an awesome responsibility, because I know people watch. Mm-hmm. I know without a doubt people watch what we do. We post pictures on Facebook, but just in passing, people here, they hear my voice, and I have a distinct laugh, apparently, so they hear me laugh, and they say, oh, I heard you on the radio, and so well, and this, and that, and the fourth, and to me, it still is a humbling experience to be a part of it. I never saw it coming, but being here is infectious. I would love to do it more and more. Like you, Ms. Barlett, you know that your purpose is bigger than here. One thing what the radio does is gives you an international platform. You'd be surprised how far your voice can go. And you'd be surprised the story that when you share with others, how many people can relate with that same story. And that me going through my journey and stumbling and tripping and falling gives somebody else the confidence to get up and try. So I do not take it for granted. And until the reason for life, I'll do it. And I love to do it more. And just it awesome just to be on the radio. I always enjoy talk radio. I did something a few months back where I gave up music. And that's when I fell in love with talk radio. Mm-hmm. And there's some talk radios in the States. In Southern Florida, I used to listen to it. I go on the podcast after that. So, and then knowing you, but listening to the radio, I it was easier. It seemed more realistic. So I took the leap and I asked. And he blessed me with the opportunity to come. And he asked me, and beyond patient with me and learning, helped me learn and learn the side of it. And I thank him all the time. He tell me stop thanking him, because like, he teaching me and whatever Jedi mind tricks he tried to play. But in all honesty, though, you, but I thank you for the opportunity. Because, I mean, people see me speaking, they say, oh, you should do this, that, and the fourth. But the I know, again, in my quiet times, I go out, say, you have to share something. Mm-hmm. And I thank you for the time. And I we've met some people on this show and hear some people's story. And the thing that is woven together for me is purpose. I feel like every other guest talks about their purpose. And we meet people who walk in that purpose. And that's a big point for me. My favorite book is The Alchemist, and it talks about your personal legend, which just is your purpose. You find your purpose, and like you say, once you have your purpose, you don't jostle for positions, because that's your purpose. So I thank you for that, and that's the best thing. Take away his purpose. My daughter say, once you believe in yourself, you can conquer the world.
Yep. How old is your daughter?
7.
Wow.
Yeah, so Kenny used the Johnny come lately. But you know, there is always great value in being new, because you bring new perspective, you bring unknowing eye, and in that there is potential for important critique. But your experience so far, being here, you know, we are two and you're like 2 weeks. So
yeah, well, as Edward mentioned, I'm pretty much a baby inside this whole crew. But I guess my experience growing up, I always listen to talk radio. Not that me personally as an individual would tune into it, but actually my father, he always would follow and he'd be the one calling of his opinion. La, 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 la. And always had these people, and I always used to admire talk shows to say how they could be so strong, the criticism. And looking at it from my side to see how my daddy would heavily critique these guys. But and I always admired them to say, I wish I could be at that stage and that juncture in my life when I could be able to be so sure of myself to put myself on such a platform. And it wasn't until, I guess, just following along and even watching Edwards as he performs as well, and eventually the opportunity was presented to me. And even so, I guess it's more or less a role that you go into. And even me, more or less, I'm very introverted at times. I would watch you as you speak just now, and I would be thinking about what you say, but to vocalize it sometimes, it wouldn't be as such. But all in all, I find it to be a very rewarding experience. And of course, Mr. Edwards has been very patient and guiding me through the process. And now to meet my mentor's mentor, I consider it an honor.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, we are going to take a break here, right? As I sit and listen to these guys, they are extremely gracious, because the truth of the matter is I'm very hard on them. I'm extremely hard on them, because one of the things you have to understand is if you're going to do this at a level which is going to be consistent and which is going to impress upon persons, you have to put in the work. And so it's not just about, you know, coming here and sitting. It's about the work. Like I said, 90% of what we achieve is done outside the studios. We're going to take a break here as we listen to Jabouk's play. And we're harking again Africa, because it's a, you know, when we call upon Mama Africa, it's just not going to happen to us again. The fact of the matter is, as Debbie mentioned, it's about economic independence. It's about understanding. It's about celebrating our heritage. As we celebrate independence today, we need to look back. We need to look back from whence we came. And not just as persons of color, but all persons within the Bahamas, because we now have a common journey. We now have a common place. And we now, as Debbie would always say, a common destination. Destination, promised land. In the book, Think and Grow Rich, says both poverty and riches our offspring of thoughts. Think on that as we come back. And we hope to get a few calls in before we end the show. This is our last segment. You listen to The Essentials. Stay tuned.
Jerk in the Bahamas, you must have Balu's pork, fish, and chicken served with our delicious country-style sauce and authentic festivals. Balu's, Nassau East South. Call or WhatsApp 376-8951. Balu's, the jerk with the soul of reggae and the spirit of Junkanoo. Balu's jerk, traditional, slow-cooked to perfection. 376-8951. Get yours today.
Carib Auto Care.
Carib Auto Care. We fix it right the first time.
Total auto repairs and services for all your Japanese, European, and American vehicles.
And we offer pickup and drop-off service.
Full-time mechanics on duty.
We offer the best in spray jobs using the highest quality spray material.
Call us today at 601-4943.
601-4943.
Or 423-1340. Or you can find us at 21 Paradale Road.
Oh, and don't forget, store hours are
Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Carib Auto Care. We fix it right the first time. Your total auto repair and service.
What you doing home already? Fred, why you can't never do what I ask you?
And calm down, everything cool?
Everything always cool, but you running me hot.
I already do everything on my list.
You pay the light bill and the phone bill.
Check.
You get the Bahamas Air tickets for me, and you check the Sky Bahamas tickets for me.
Check.
I know you ain't sending money ground for Junior.
I do that too.
It's okay. You ain't never do everything I ask you.
I been to Cash and Go and do everything on my list.
You pick up dinner too?
Cash and Go ain't start selling chicken yet. Cash and Go, your one-stop shop for bill paying and so many other things.
I don't know if it's the way the sauce is prepared, but I could literally eat Balu's jerk all day. I mean, for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's very addictive, and I encourage everyone to try it at least once. And I promise you, it won't be the last.
Big up Balu's jerk, the best authentic yard jerk chicken spot on the island. And that's the thing. Big up yourself, Balu's.
Balu's jerk is the best in town. Their meat and their sauce is on point. You gotta try it.
Welcome back to The Essentials as we listen to KB playing in the background. Debbie mentioned the word Bush Mechanic. She knew what the lineup was. We had that one all teed up, ready to go.
Bush Mechanic by KB.
But as we listen to one which I consider almost a Bohemian classic, we pause for a second to mention and honor the life of Cleophas Adderley, a cultural icon of the Bahamas. He was the director of the National Youth Choir, a musician, an arranger, a conductor, a director, a teacher, a mentor, a role model, a leader, an inspirer, a national treasure, and an icon. I've never met the man physically. I only have heard of him. But I'll speak to you through the eyes of a colleague, Quincy Uptown Parker. He posted something on Facebook recently, and it basically said, "I thank you, sir, as my mentor, for not giving up on me, for running me out of the program when I misbehave." Basically, we suddenly find out that Quincy isn't always as well behaved as we thought, but also giving me the opportunity to be back, to take me back as soon as I pay my penance. And if that is not the sign of a great mentor, I don't know what is. And so he passed recently. And like we always do here on The Essentials, we honor those who have given service to the country, to the region. We want to say to his family and friends, hold on to the great memories, because now that's all you have. But you can be assured that the service that he has given to this country and those who he would have poured into is going to live long, long, long after he's gone. In fact, by his good works, he has achieved, to some extent, immortality. Cleophas Adderley, we want to say, job well done. Somebody else is going to take over the baton and run with it. And so we get back to the conversation. I know we have a couple of persons on the line or on Skype. We want to hear from them right now. And we continue the conversation in studio. Do we have that, Mr. Producer? Hello? Hello, do we have somebody on the line? No? But Debbie, as we wait to see if we can make that link. Oh, we have that now? Okay, go ahead. Good afternoon, how are you doing?
Good afternoon, how are you?
Who is this? This is Polo.
Yes.
All right, Polo, my friend, it's great for you to call him, man. You're representing the free world,
and the original world of the black people. Polo is my friend out of the United States. He's originally from Haiti. And we celebrate always the Asian contribution to the revolution for freeing black people in this side of the world. And so we always celebrate that. Polo, how you doing? We're certainly a pleasure to have you as a former guest and a friend. You know, it's really a privilege to have you on this, our second anniversary celebration.
It's my pleasure to be on. And guys, I got so caught up in into the conversation, taking notes. I really didn't want to say anything. So yeah, great segment.
Yeah. So how you been, Paula? You've been here. You were on the show for one of our evenings. Great show. We discussed your work. We talked a little bit about your story, but we also focused on the era which you are invested in, and that's leadership and teaching and mentoring. And one of the things that we try to do here is to find ways of spreading the word about how to become better leaders, how to become effective leaders. And so, we certainly celebrate your work. We celebrate your effort to bring persons into an awareness that they have great potential to become more than they actually are at the moment.
Oh, great. As you and I continuously moving forward on our journey to success, or a journey to live out our purpose, my dream is basically this. As I said, I've been listening to the conversation. We all share the same passion and desire to see our people improve themselves. And in terms of leadership, what we've been sold to, right, in the past, whether we want to call it from our oppressors, is the fact that because we were not born a certain way or certain type, or we didn't have a certain criteria, so that personally disqualifies for position of leadership.
Okay.
So which is a mindset that I am on a mission to help change that thinking process.
Okay. Yeah, we have a call on the line. Polo, just hold on a second. We'll take the call. Go ahead, caller. How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Patrick Phillips calling from Kingston, Jamaica.
Oh, man, the great one from Brownstown. Almost. Well, you're not from Brownstown, but you know. Yes, Patrick. Welcome, man.
Yes, yes. Just called to say congratulations on reaching another milestone.
Yeah, we need to mention that you are a correspondent from South Africa, right?
Yeah. Yes, one of my proudest moments in life.
Yeah, Patrick, we had the opportunity just to bring everyone up to speed. Patrick was actually traveling to South Africa, and we had the opportunity to link with him. We wanted him to call us from Robben Island, but, the timing didn't quite work out. But Patrick is one of my friends from way back when, and we used to play football together. He was my captain, and he's my captain for life.
Yeah, wonderful.
Yeah, Patrick. So it's really, really, really a pleasure to hear your voice on this, man. Each year we can't do this without you. I know that everybody's not available this year, but when you guys call in, it just enrich the moment, because whatever I do here, like I always say to persons, this is not my story. This is our story. We know from whence that start. We know the moments when we traverse the road to KPMG on Saturdays, studying, breaking bread, eating patty and bun and that sort of thing. This
every day.
Every day. So this is about our story, and the fact that we are able to stay in touch while not physically. I think this is important, and it's something which, I treasure. Words can't express it, certainly. So I really appreciate it, man.
Well, it is just my pleasure, because I recognized that it was coming to the anniversary. I said, well, listen, I know I'm going to be watching some cricket. Thank God it was early this morning. So back home, I said, I have to get to Bertie. So, just congratulate him on the job that he's doing and just wish him all the best. And we know that there is at least another year left, and we continue to do it day by day, hour by hour,
Yeah, man.
Yes, sir.
So we just say up and leave it at that.
All the best, sir, yeah. To you and your program, the entire staff that works along with you to get this wonderful program on the air,
yes,
internationally. All the best, my brother.
Blessings. All right, okay, take care. And that's Patrick Phillips from Jamaica. So, Paul, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening. Yeah,
so, you know, we try to, as Debbie indicated, we try to maintain somewhat of an international flavor. We encourage our friends, if nobody else, to listen. And we have Debbie listenership from, you know, Belize, from the United States, someplace down in Jamaica. We have a couple of people who check us out from Botswana.
Yeah, right. So, that's it. That's great.
You know, it's a good feeling. It's a good feeling. And like I said, you know, no amount of words can say thank you for the part that you would have played in this. Because when, I guess, if you align this or take the analogy of an eagle, when the eagle takes the offspring and kicks it out of the nest, it does so on the basis that it has already thought it everything which it needs to know. And even if you don't get everything 100%, but there's been an example. And when you follow the example, and like you say, when you humble yourself to learning, when you humble yourself to the mentor, the upside is significant. And I don't know where this is going to take us, but all I can say is my job or my responsibility is absolutely not to disregard the foundation. And you are absolute part and an important part of that foundation.
Well, I'm very honored. I don't know if you want to take the call before I respond.
Yeah, somebody is on the line. Welcome to the Essentials. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, welcome to the Essentials. Who we have on the line?
Bertie.
Yeah, man.
Arville.
Oh, Arville, what's up, man? Okay. Another one of the KPMG crew.
Yes, man. Yes. Running a little late. I wanted to get on a little earlier, but, you know, had some little things that got delayed and had to make sure I catch you before the program ended.
Yeah, man.
So.
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah. For everybody calling.
Yeah,
quick background now.
Yeah,
Arville is one of my younger brother.
Good.
From a different mother and a different father. We met in college, and we've been, you know, traversing the road. He's been one of them who was on that crew. We studied together, we ate together, we share pretty much, you know, keep each other going. And so Arville spent a couple of years working here in the Bahamas. Actually, he was working at Deloitte. I came over because he was here.
Okay.
And so, again, like I said, this is about our story. It's intertwined, it's complex, but one thing which is important is that without much effort, we all stay together and we have been able to find in the moments that we need each other that extra push.
That's
and
important.
There's no time when I call on one of these individuals for a good word that I cannot get it. So, Arville, certainly, you know, the Essentials is just as much your show, and Odette's and Taraji and the whole family, and, you know, Uncle Danny and the whole, you know, because those are the stories and those are the persons who kept us going, especially when the times were rough. And so we are here today to not only celebrate 2 years, but to celebrate the lives of all of us who have brought us here. I remember to mention the word Ubuntu. I remember last year when Simba walked into the studio and with a piece of paper and gave me your name on it, right? And I just simply, and I told you this, I have it on Facebook too.
Yes, I remember you.
I just simply wrote below your name Ubuntu, because without a doubt, I am, because we are. And that goes way deep. Nobody in the studio and many, many persons won't understand how important it was for our survival and our achievements, however small they were, the fact that we were able to stay together as a team. And so, you know, really, really want to thank you. You may have called in to say congratulations, but this is my opportunity to say to you, Arville, thank you so very much for all of those times when we had each other without even asking. We knew exactly what to do, when to do. And that was important. And, you know, for as long as breath is in my bones, you know, you are and you'll always be my brother.
Yeah. Thanks for that, Jabert, as you know, we most excellently call you. And, you know, just to let the listenership know, as you mentioned, brother from a different mother, father, is that, you know, we discovered that brotherhood transcends bloodline.
Yes.
You know, you don't need to share the same DNA in terms of blood to consider one a brother, because the brother is the one who's always there for you.
Mm-hmm.
And as you pointed out, you know, through those days and, you know, in the past when we were trying to, you know, get to our studies, etc., we were there for each other. And simply put, that is the reason why we succeed. And we succeeded in what we were doing, because when one was down or one was struggling, there was you and there was Patrick or Nigel and Garfield, the other guys, you know, to kind of pick up and, you know, step in and say, okay, let's do this. So we always feel like a team. And again, yes, calling to say congratulations on your second anniversary. But, you know, just to remind you how proud I am, how proud we are, you know, Odek and Taraji and, you know, the rest of our friends out here, because your success is our success. You still continue to, you know, give us motivation and show what can be done. And, you know, in your, as you call it, the pursuit of greatness, it's not greatness for recognition, as some persons may deem it, but is living to your full potential, which is your mantra. Find, you know, what you're here for. Find your purpose and then execute and live it out. And what you're doing, you know, it's no easy feat. But the fact that you're able to do it continue to give us all, you know, some courage and motivation to know that, yes, it can be done. And everybody has a different path. And, you know, we are all here to play a role. So we complement each other.
Yeah,
I don't have to be exactly like you. You don't have to be exactly like me. But we're all part of the puzzle that fits together to make it work. And that's what our friendship and our brotherhood had taught. So just continue doing what you're doing, brother. And, you know, as I say, I'm really proud of you. And you motivate me every day. Because in our lives, we still have our struggles. And you know, to go on and just go back to words of encouragement. Similarly, as you're saying, we're there for you. We're always there for us.
Yeah,
so,
man.
Keep up the good work, brother.
Blessings.
All right.
Yeah, take time, man.
All right, bro. All right, cool.
Dude, we have somebody else on the line. Let's get this in quickly. Hello.
Hi, good day.
Good day.
How are you doing?
We're doing fine, man. Who is this?
This is Howard James.
Howard James. Oh, Jesus. Howard James, I haven't spoken to you, and I can't call that because people don't think I'm 100 years old.
Yeah.
But, yeah, but Howard is one of my classmates from college, and we've been, again, loosely connected. So what's up, Howard?
I'm doing good, man. Doing good. Suffering from a little sinusitis, but other than that, I'm doing well.
Yeah.
I've been listening to the program, and of course, this kind of stuff is extremely inspirational and very impacting and very relevant, you know. So kudos to you and the team for doing a great job and keeping the awareness at its optimum.
Yeah, man, you know, and Howard, I like to also thank you. You know, sometimes we interact with people and we don't even realize the impact they have. I remember once I posted something on Facebook, right, and you said, a short post, and you said, take it international or something to that effect. And I said, good idea. And we started to push that idea, and we have been successful to some extent because we actually interviewed a gentleman in Malaysia. So when we were interviewing him at 5:30 Sunday evening, it was Monday morning in Malaysia. And so we continue to do that. We have had guests from the United Kingdom, British Virgin Island, from Jamaica, from the United States, from Canada, from Africa. And so we've been following what you asked. So we've been obedient to your suggestion. And so again, you know, want to thank you and want to thank you for taking the time out to call in and say, you know, hello to us. And certainly, as we move forward in the future, Howard, you know, I think that we are going to find ways of, you know, making greater contact, because if we have these resources of persons around us, and then I think we have a responsibility to pull us ourselves all together for the greater good of some other people. There are some persons out there who need us to come together across country, across national lines, across nationality. And I think, if nothing else, this is one of the things which the show is going to seek to do in this third season, the season which is dedicated to Debbie Bartlett for the entire third season.
What?
And so we are going to try to create that shift Yeah. And you, my friend, and others are going to be an important part of it, so stay tuned. Again, thank you for calling him, man. Oh, he's gone. Okay, so Polo, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here, I'm listening.
Okay, so Polo, you can just give a quick wrap up as we are, you know, we kind of running clean out of time and we have to hear from this powerful woman to take us home in a bit. So your final words, Polo.
I mean, all I want to say, man, congratulations. And I don't want to be repetitive. It's already been said that you are an inspiration. And as I personally said to you that I've observed you a lot. And when we met, you were exactly what I imagined. And I think our relationship, it's boundless. And I want to congratulate you on your success. And you know, I got your back. You have my support 100. So thanks for having me.
Blessings. And so, you know, there you have a couple of persons who were calling. Some of them were scheduled to call. I think we have one other person. We can take this one. Go ahead quickly, caller.
Yes, it's me again, Howard. Apparently, my signal got dropped or something.
I just
wanted to say one quick thing. You know, I'm very humbled by your statement. You know, sometimes I'm searching really hard for that conversation. But of course, it's something that I hold really steadfast in my beliefs. And of course, from let's call it a small region or from small communities, you know, from Jamaica or from the Caribbean or from Bahamas. You know, we have to figure out how we can package our culture, or package our ideas, and sell it to the wider world. Of course, it's much more relevant today as we see the world is shrinking in terms of the global landscape, you know, and we have to expand our thoughts beyond our shores, you know. So I'm very, very proud to hear that and to have seen and witnessed you taking this program, you know, in a different direction. You know, it's something I live by, and through all my endeavors, you know, I try to see how I can get either an international flavor or experience to the island shore so persons can be exposed to a grander idea or to package our products and sell it and basically ship it off to the wider world, you know?
Definitely. So stand by, my friend. There are a lot of conversations to come, whether you remember that or not. Let me tell you, I'm going to go on Facebook, I'm going to hook it up, I'm going to find it, I'm going to send it back to you. But the fact of the matter is, a lot of times, a simple word can spark a big idea. And so we thank you for that.
Yes, all right. Well, of course, you know, thanks for the memories and stuff. Of course, years under our belt, years that we say cost, they say UTEC.
Yes.
But... But it's been quite a journey and stuff, and you know, you have been a beacon from college days, you know, and you continue to be a good example for the rest of us. So keep the fire burning.
Blessings. So Debbie, as we wrap up, we have not too much time, but you know, we had to get those calls in. We don't have another call. Do we have another call? No. So we had to get those calls in. But Debbie, your final word as we celebrate independence, we celebrate some level of achievement. One of the things that we want to do here is to stay humble and operate with a sense of humility. Like I said, the third year is going to be dedicated to you. We had a little bit of a mix-up today. We actually had a couple of clips with your voice and what we wanted to play, but you know, those will be heard in the third season. So we are calling on all of the personal development practitioners, young persons who are looking for a voice, those persons who are advocating for change and the building of the country, those persons who are thinkers, the new and the old nation builders, persons who are seeking to put themselves out there from a professional point of view, but not just for selfish reasons, but those who have been doing great things for this country. And we also call in for the accurate historians, those who remember, those who have a view of this country. We want to hear you all. We want you to make the essentials your own. Because this year, in the third year, our mantra, our focus is going to be nation building in a bigger way. Debbie Bartlett.
Well, it's very humbling that you would dedicate, did I understand you correctly, a year? What is that? What you're dedicating?
We are dedicating the third year, which starts now. to Debbie Bartlett.
Oh my God. What does that mean?
It means that you gave us an opportunity to start, and we want to honor the opportunity by firstly teaching others, but secondly doing one of the things which you always said. It's about helping each other succeed.
That's very humbling. How could I say thanks? And thanks is an expression of joy. God, what you talked about just before I just give my closing, that's very humbling. I want to say a special hello to Quincy Parker. I love him. And my condolences to two patriots we don't have the time, Cleophas Adderley and Dr. B.J. Knowledge. And I want to just, if I may, close by saying you remind me of Abraham. Abraham was sent out of his country to help build other nations. And when you have these two very smart gentlemen, media is the most important business in the world. You're doing the right laws to success, and restoring the laws of success is important on the way forward. And just let me say this, we cannot get our country strong again until we celebrate our good men even more. And always remember that our destination is economic emancipation. Our destination is the promised land through the power of ownership in the spirit of helping each other succeed.
Rodney or Kenny, you want to go first? Yeah, final words.
As my daughter Raina said, and you got confirmed that if you believe in yourself, all your dreams will come true. So thank you for sharing your story and affirming my daughter's statement.
Thank you.
Yes, I think my final words just basically be happy Independence Bahamas as we welcome a new era, not just for the show, but for our country as well. Just wishing you all the best. And as I see this show more or less helping with that progression of nation building, starting the conversation and now seeing it become action and become real inside our environment around us.
So thank you so very much. We are at the end of 2 years, and the next time we sit, we're going to be in the third year, the year dedicated to Debbie Bartlett. I'm just going to read a quote from our Facebook page, and it's simply, very, very simple words. It says, I am, I think, I become, I am. Hubert Edwards Global. Check it out. There may be one or two other nuggets there. As we end with our last song, and this song is a celebration to the man who just passed, the cultural icon, Cleophas Adderley. He was the director of the National Youth Choir. And we want to play this song in his honor. And we also want to continue to say we do so through our friend, Quincy Parker, Uptown. You understand why he has that name. It's always, always going to be a sad moment when someone as well known as him passes. We have to understand that these things happen. But what is more important is that we take the lessons from his life. We take the contribution that he would have given, the sacrifice, and we use those as example as to how we are going to move forward as a nation, as a region, as a world. And so, to the friends and family of Cleophas Adderley, this is about celebrate. An individual this good who have given this much should not be mourned, but he should be celebrated. And as we go into our independence, at 12:01 tonight, let us all come together and celebrate. Here on The Essentials, we propose and we believe that the collective genius of those within the borders of the Bahamas, citizens and residents alike, and those in the Bahamian diaspora has the potency to propel this country to great levels of achievement. It's time for us to become vested in that reality. It's time for us to embrace that essential. Whatever you decide to do, do it early, do it smart, do it with urgency. Procrastinators never win. To win, you must embrace the urgency of now. You've been listening to The Essentials. Good night. I'm a party.